Today's January 20th, 1987, Arcadia, Florida. I'm with Al, the Twist, and Howard Melton. My name is Steve Frangos. This is for the Bureau of Florida Folklife. This is tape number 2.
I got machinery to use.
And so this is an antique too?
Yeah, that's an antique too now. He said he used this till I started mixing gas. Are you cutting any cane now?
Yeah, I get out there and cut it and throw it over the cows.
Was that all you did to it? You don't grind any of it?
Nope.
Just give it to the cows, huh? Did you just chop the whole stalk down and eat the whole thing? Or
yeah.
Cut it off?
No, I cut it off at the bottom right close to the ground. Right here down to grind it. Yeah. Throw it over the fence there.
I don't do it by that 2 or 3 days.
Did y'all used to raise cane?
Yeah. I remember one time we'd get up at 3 o'clock. He always boasted the potted. He wanted made the syrup. And my job to keep the
fire going.
And not the fire going. Because I had that wood stacked up there that he could run by once in a while throwing a piece of wood. He used a evaporator instead of that kettle.
Oh.
That old man could have cold juice running in one end and syrup out the other. And he always boasted that I want hot biscuits and syrup. That's that new syrup, you know. And one night I got tired of getting up at 3 o'clock. I just got everything it would hold juice, and I ground all night long. I did. I had a barrel, bucket, wash tub, and everything. I set over there right where it was handy for him to dip it up and pour it in. And whenever he was getting up,
he was going to bed.
I was going to bed. I wanted him happy.
He let you sleep late that morning, huh? Till probably daylight.
Well, all he had to do was make a whole bunch of syrup all day. And I slept by taking those and getting
them. You wanted to know how I felt to sleep in one day, huh?
And, all my life, after running all this and everything, I'd have to stand out 3 nights a week with them dogs.
Coon hunting,
fox hunting,
yeah.
Chat hunting. I go into rough stuff. I don't mess around with them old coons. They're little fellas.
Ho-ho! He used to have a boat. He used to go deep sea fishing. And I'll tell you, he'd take you out there where those king mackerel was. He'd be driving the boat, you know. He'd let us fish. Just fast as we could pull in one. Throw out the line, pull in another.
A whole bunch. But him
got sick.
Me and him, and we had chicken all kinds for them. They'd had a revival. You know what they are?
Yes, sir.
It's just church. Everybody went to church, you know. And after that, they asked me if I'd take them out fishing. Yeah, they want to go. So we went fishing, and Howard was back there catching them fish.
I never had caught so many fish. Never had so much fun. And I never got sick. You know, I was a sailor during the war anyway. I was on ships. I never got sick on a ship. And I was in storms. I was beat from one side of ship to another, from one
deck
side to another. But I never got sick. It just never did bother me.
Well, did y'all come up in 2 different cars?
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to stay as long.
Mm-hmm.
He's been with me a couple of days. I thought I never would get rid of him.
See, that's why he brought me over here to dump me on you.
You ever chewed any sugar cane?
No, not once.
You haven't?
No, sir.
Oh.
I ought to take him down and just roll him out there.
That's
that
the truth.
Wet.
He got his nose right in it.
No, I'm clear.
And none of us have a knife to even cut a piece of.
Oh, yeah? Got my britches on, ain't
I? I thought you used to carry a knife on.
Yeah, I got my britches on, ain't I? Usually got that around. Even for
you probably never drunk any fresh cane juice, have you?
No. Mm-mm. They don't have those things in Chicago.
Yeah, that's right. It is a tropical.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
Not in here. Let me tell you a good thing happened to old boy a while back. It tickled me. That new boy is going to start for a mess through summertime when they're on a vacation, you know, from school.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can work. I put five boys through high school that couldn't have went nowhere else and had mounted or something. And get them in about 15. This is back before that let the hair grow too damn long. The longer the hair gets, the more they gonna stick it to you. Turn your back and they'll sit down and go do something else. And but anyhow, when his mother-in-law, I mean grandmother, brought him up to the gate there, and I met him at the gate, and she went on her way. I said, "There's something I want to tell you." I said, "Come on out here. You see this fence there where these pipes are, white pipes, all the way down that end?" "Yeah." I said, "That's got a charger on it. Now if you touch that, it's gonna, it won't kill you, but it'll make you jump mighty high." And I said, "Don't touch that." And I went on out back in now working. And I had him in the garden. About 30 minutes, he come in and says, "Mr. Twist." Said, "Yeah, what's the matter?" He says, "I hurt me." I said, "How'd you hurt you?" He said, "Well, I had to use the restroom, and I forgot to ask you where it was at." I said, "It's up there in the corner." He said, "Yeah, but I forgot to ask you then. Right now. Northeast corner of this building, right up in the corner. You'll find it there." He said, "Yeah, but I had to go to the bathroom and I didn't know where it at. And I had to go. So I was coming up here and I looked down there and I said, well, nobody but him in there and there's nobody up there that I can see. Or could see me. If it did, I'll turn my back. Let's go that away." And he says, "I didn't know about them dogs, and about that time two of them coming running up, and I just turned it loose and turned around here to see what them dogs are doing." And says, "I sprayed every wire on that fence." Says, "That thing like killed me." I said, "Well, ain't that something?" And I missed all that. I said, "Tell you what, do it again and I'll give you a $10 bill. He said, and he was white. I mean, it hurt. He was hurt. I said, "Well, all right, I forget about $10 bill. I'll double it. I'll give you a $20 bill." I said, "I want to see that. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it." He said, "Mr. Twist, I wouldn't do that again for a $500 bill." I was going through that.
You mean the electricity?
Yeah.
Came here from his
water, yeah.
Yep.
He peeing all over it. Yeah, turn around there. I wet every wire on that fence. You know you hurt. I tell you what, them dogs get into it.
They do?
They do.
It weaned them. Just like it weans a cow, doesn't it?
If I don't, I had to put that up there, keep out of my garden. I leave it open whenever the... I haven't got nothing in here.
Get right in there.
Sugarcane patch.
I got some sweet potatoes. I was going, if I can get to it, I'm going to cut them vines, kind of bowl them up. There's a bunch of them up there.
Are those sweet potato vines there?
Yeah. You ain't never seen them in your life growing in January.
Not this way, and not out in the woods like this. Out in the woods.
Let me pick out one that'd be pretty easy to peel.
Okay. Now, how far down do you go? Down to the last joint, huh?
Where are you?
Now that sprouts up again.
Sprouts up from the ground.
Yep.
Oh, look at the little ants up there, huh? You heard of that fungus that this here particular cane has on it?
Yeah. They go up there and eat that juice out of that, huh?
They eat, yeah, that fungus.
They don't even care.
See that little thing there?
Yeah.
Eat your cane, but them ants eat it, so. Now, whenever I was a boy growing up.
Yes, sir.
You want me to peel you something too, you lazy devil?
I can peel it with my teeth, but it is easier with a knife. But just cut him off, peel him a little bit there and cut him off.
I am, but I know you want it.
Oh, I don't mind peeling myself.
I run out there to get out of it. You can't eat that knot in there, see?
Mm-hmm. So when you exit that sugar pump?
You go down that way, the sweeter it is.
That's where you get sugar from.
Yes, sir, I know.
Sugar cane.
Now, up north,
they grow the beets, sugar beets.
And?
But we don't. I've never seen a sugar beet. Have you?
I have.
We've never grown sugar beets down here. I know of.
They grow them in Greece.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's a real cash crop.
But they don't grow cane, huh?
Well, they've got bamboo, or a little narrower than bamboo. It's related to bamboo. It's real thin. It's about like the size of my
but
finger.
But it's not edible, is it? This is edible, see? Yeah. There's a lot of canes that aren't real sugar cane. But this is grown for commercial purposes, yeah.
Is this a big crop in this area? Or Marquardt's Clewiston?
Clewiston is, yeah. Around the lake, yeah.
Do you have sugar companies?
I guess as much sugar there is grown in Cuba, probably. Or could be, anyway, if it's not.
Now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make it a little
smaller pieces, huh?
Yeah. Now hold your hand under that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Nope. It's okay.
I'll break it off there.
You just get the juice out and leave the pulp.
Yeah.
This is good. Thank you.
Did I mark that enough for the break there?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So how do they grind these? Do they put like through,
They got a cane grinder, just grinds it. You got a mule, pull it around. They use factory, now we factory.
Most of this here will average a quarter juice to the stalk.
Hmm.
Your cousins. That's how they used to make it.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled a good on me, you know, he worked.
You mean Oswald?
Yeah, he worked for me a long time. And I thought we were getting along fine. And I had some ribbon cane then. And he cut this thing off and threw it away.
Don't you want some of it?
No.
Well, cut me up just a piece.
Green and white.
Right, no, I mean, yeah, just...
You think you can bust it?
Yeah, I can do it.
So. All right.
But now, a lot of people don't like fresh cane juice, but I do. But I don't want a whole lot of it. I just want one glass of it.
He don't know whether he can bust it or not.
See what you do.
And it makes a good wasp persuader. You take that, slap her upside the head with that. time or two and get her attention?
Get her attention, that definitely will do that.
Yeah.
Is that called giving her sweetness?
What?
No, you got sweet talk her later after you get her attention. But you got to get her attention.
This is excellent.
Now, Howard, I know you an old cane grower. I'll tell you something else. You can plant the rest of this.
And can you grow it from that? A piece
if it don't dry out before. But they usually put about 4 eyes to a stalk and lay it down in the fur and put the other, offset it a little bit usually. But you can plant that whole thing. These are the eyes, they call it. There'd be one on this side, this joint, the left side of that one, see?
Yeah.
And one of them will come up, and the other won't come up. You can dig down there 2 years, and it'll still be laying there, just as green as it is there. Unless something happens at one stalk. Hmm. But now if it's a 6 foot stalk, you'll get one stalk of cane to come up out of a 6 foot piece. That's why
you only put down four.
Cut about four and get in the middle there. And it'll come up. I'll get down here. I'm gonna have to ring it somewhere. I'll get it in there.
Can you make, I know in Greece the bamboo, well it's different because it's sort of like bamboo, they can make furniture out of it. Can this thing be, just a plant
for
to eating?
What does it do? Just get pithy and if it's not used?
Yeah.
Dries out?
It dries out and a lot of times it'll just sour if it's very damp weather.
But isn't bamboo's hard? Sugar cane
is solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Reeds, poles and all that, the feed poles, they're hard.
Yeah. Well, this stuff in Greece that's like bamboo, it's related to it. They make dishes
rattan,
for the house and stuff. They put the
rattan furniture. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's strong. Well,
you didn't finish telling about Oscar, but I think I know what you're talking about. He went in business for himself, didn't he? Got a machine.
Yeah, his wife cousin. And I had two rows of this stuff and two rows of ribbon cane. Somebody make my own syrup, I'd back and forth my stomach. See, this stuff has a lot of sulfur in it. And it got where it hurt my stomach, so I had to find something that was lighter.
Why does this have a lot of sulfur? Is it just natural, or is it because you use
natural?
Natural. Do they use chemicals when they grow bamboo? And do they put fertilizer out here like they do other plants? I don't know. I'm just watching.
You mean them. Growing bamboo? They just grow wild around here. Nobody fertilizes that.
Huh?
They just grow in clusters.
Yeah.
Good.
It is.
You know, I feel cane, I was going to tell you. Boy, growing up, we'd watch my cane patch somebody else. It didn't matter, we'd slip up there and steal it. You know, party of us, boys and girls. Here we go. Find us a log somewhere, and we'd sit down, and the boys would peel cane for his girl. And all this, that, and the other. Have quite a party of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he's got one more piece, why not? As they say. Don't peel anymore. Thank you, Elvie. This is very good.
Very good. You ain't got no pocket knife.
No. I try to stay away from sharp places.
Listen, Elvie, there's something else that you may know about. Remember how people used to whittle around here?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever do much of that? You never had time for it, did
you? Whittle?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know anybody but Mr. Newberry that used to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Skillfully.
He had If you remember back then, when I first came here, Bob Clifton had all that stuff in his front window there?
Yeah. That was Mr. Newberry's. Yeah. I showed him a picture when he got a copy of it. Horse stone auction.
Now, I think they moved that to Brownville and so on. He messed around and let the weather get to it. I learned most of it. Me and my shingles.
You mean somebody else that used to fool with him? Like this?
No, old man Newberry himself.
Some of his stuff.
Yeah, that stuff he told me about, you speaking of.
Well, I thought maybe, there's two grandsons here.
Curtis.
Jerry and Curtis.
Curtis.
I wonder if they've got any of it.
You can call Curtis.
Now, I know Lewis Newberry, here's another cousin. And Mary Peggy.
Uh-huh.
He got a piece or two in his home. Because I visited him. In fact, I was there last June when the Karen graduated.
It's good to the last sharpening him. Learn how. Get you a fogging knife.
All righty.
You want something to take with you?
I just put it in the back of my truck.
Well, that's good.
That it is.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'll always remember you, Albie, because you're the first one that ever gave me some sugar cane to chew.
Uh-huh. All right. If I'm going to pee it, I like to get one. Now, you can cut that off down there, and them old cows start chewing on that.
They will?
Yeah.
Last
hold their old head up, water around, chew, and juice will be run out the mouth, and they'll stop.
Lick the
they go right on out the top of that, and blade them off.
All your cows over there?
Yeah.
A horse, too?
Yeah, too, a horse over there.
That big horse?
Yeah.
Now, when do these things get ripe? This one does it has yellow in it? That's when it's more
ripe? No. In fact, mine ain't going to... Your friend...
Oswald?
No. Make syrup over
Tom
here.
Tom Howard? Tommy Howard?
No.
Now, Oswald, he did make it, and so did Tom Howard. They both my wife's first cousin. Or at least Tommy married my wife.
I seen some at Tommy Howard the other day.
And he raises honey too, He's got a lot of bees.
That's me corn syrup.
King Butler.
He grains cane.
Show you what kind of a feller I ain't. Old King Butler.
Oh, does he do it too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did. All of them. See, they passed a law that you can't sell cane juice anymore. That's why they've all had to quit. But King Butler, I bought this here came from him years ago. Yeah. That's whenever you buy all you want for a quarter of stalk instead of 75 cents, a dollar now.
Yeah.
And I'll get you a better one than that. But anyhow, something got into it and killed his cane. I bought what I got. 25 cents. And he came over here, maybe 10 years later. And he says, oh, can I get some seed cane from you? I said, mine's all gone. I died out. I said, yeah. Anytime you want it. So, he came over and forgot his cane knife. I loaned him a cane knife. I said, go out there and get what you want. He filled up a pickup truck full of it, taking off.
Took a knife too.
I haven't seen my knife since they put it that away.
That's a fine neighbor for you.
And drove off. He charged me a quarter for it.
And you gave it to him back and...
He took the knife too.
Yeah, but I'll have something another good to tell St. Pete when I get there. Now, he won't. Not about the sugar cane anyway. Though he'd be lying. How did that sound to you?
Yeah.
You were saying you knew some people who had a couple of pieces.
Good.
All right, sir. Who had some of Mr. Newberry's car pieces set up
there? Well, I thought maybe.
couple of his grandsons may have some. Mm-hmm. The Newberry boy, Curtis Newberry, and Jerry Newberry.
He said the rain got there and messed up most of that.
If I don't find a place to pee in a minute, I'm going to have to pee in that thing for those too. I don't think it's really good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I won't put too much acid in your soil if I take a leak out of here.
No.
And this will just grow and grow and grow, Elvie? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, it won't keep it growing. It'll get to a certain stage and die out.
Is that because it's not local of Florida or what? Do you know? I mean, I don't know.
No,
that's what
you know, regardless of what it is, it's got a life cycle.
Yeah.
A tree, you know, look beautiful. It gets about 25, 30 years old. Then these limbs start to rotting off or dying, something like that. It'll rot out and leave a hole and woodpeckers get in there and so on. I'm trying to find one you can handle. Them long joints. Seem like this ain't.
Hey, you about time you go in and start cooking something for your wife?
What do you
mean? Well, I've done.
Yeah, I got.
You got something on?
Nope. Oh, it won't take long. I done got us some collard greens for supper.
Oh, boy, I got to go get them ready. You might call Lewis Newberry. Not Lewis, but
Curtis.
Curtis or Jerry. Uh-huh. Jerry Newberry. That is Jerry Newberry. I know about that. I'm not sure what Jerry is doing. I think it's Jerry.
I know one thing, we've got too much rain this year for change.
Now, cold weather kills plants pretty bad. It freezes, kills them. But it'll come back. Do you ever butcher some of your beef, or you just haul it off the market?
I used to butcher it all the time. But you know, there's me and my wife.
Yeah.
Before you get through. That's right,
it's too much stew. Yeah. I'm going to get you
this
one. Do you have a phone out in your barn? Do you have a phone in your barn just like you do to your house?
We were in the shop about.
You have one in the shop, I mean?
I got one in the shop.
Yeah, I'm in the shop.
We were standing right in the middle of it. I mean, we were standing right next to it. Right in the middle of the shop, hanging from the ceiling. 494-4129.
So this was the first team you've ever eaten?
Honest to God, yeah. We don't have this anywhere near where I'm from. And in Greece, that's the only place I've been. They have this. It looks, theirs is tall. It's real tall.
I know. It's
but it's real
cane,
thin.
A form of cane, like bamboo.
Yeah.
But
and what
cane is a food.
Yeah, I know that you eat this. I know that they make. And in Greece, they do have sugar beets, but they don't use it so much for the sugar. They make something else out of it. They get some kind of byproduct or something. They sell it to a. There's chemical companies in Greece, and they process it something. And I don't know quite what they get out of it. I don't remember, but I remember knowing that that's. They don't just get sugar out of it. They get like some kind of chemical, some pharmaceutical stuff. That's what they were telling me.
Huh. Them Puerto Ricans down there get some mighty good rum out of it.
What, cane?
Yeah. To make the rum out of it.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
There you won.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
I'll trade with you.
All right. Here you go.
I'll come by here. I'm gonna let that head on at will. I'll get you later.
Yeah, I mean, where would I get this, you know? I mean, seriously, you know, there's no cane in Chicago.
No, and, that's right, it's a problem.
Yeah, and, you know, in rural Illinois and in Indiana, all of, you know, they have corn, you know, and soybeans, a lot of soybeans.
Yeah, and that's fast growing.
Oh,
this is slow growing.
Yeah.
How long does it take for a cane stalk to grow ripe?
A year.
A whole full year.
Yeah,
so see, you couldn't do it.
No. Yeah, it'll take.
Well, that was enjoyable. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Got anything out of the past? Something else you might talk about or show us?
I don't guess.
I know, that's kind of a strange thing to think about sometimes.
Oh, you'd be around a few days?
Here and there, back and forth, yeah.
Wow. Where's your headquarters now?
White Springs. It's up north by Jacksonville.
They've got a museum up there. Oh. They have a folk, art folk and folk show. What is
it's
called?
A folk life festival.
Festival.
They grind cane. I saw them out there with the bull, except the bull got loose. I didn't get out of the car. So the guy who knew how to handle it wasn't there, and the bull got loose. And
they show how to make quilts and do stuff like that.
I bet you this properly told us the ox.
It's probably called an ox, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Yes, sir.
Well,
it's like I couldn't stop calling cow whips bull whips, and I was incorrect because you don't drive cattle with a cow whip. With a bull whip, you drive it with a cow whip. So that took me a while.
Did you ever make whips? That's another thing he was interested in. Never make
my dad used to, but I started one time. Boy, you got to hold that and pull it tight. Made my finger sore, and I said, darn, if I'm going to do that, made my finger that sore. That was my first and last whip.
I heard there was a man called Cecil Altman, and he made saddles around here.
He ain't making them.
What, did he used to? You remember?
Yeah, he
Cecil
made
them
for a while.
Yeah, that's what I heard in the past he used to make them. He doesn't make them, I guess he lost an eye. Cow hunting. That's what I heard.
He started off when he come. He went out to Texas and went to school out there for a while. But making saddles, I used to make them.
Hmm.
And
where'd you learn how to make saddles?
Huh?
Where did you learn how to make saddles?
In my dad's shop. See, I ain't been around saddle shop, but about 68 years. Shoes and saddle and a piece of leather don't scare me one bit. I can feel the leather and tell you what it is. But that.
Did you ever make you any leather suspenders? You've always worn suspenders.
No, but I always threatened to.
I was wondering why. I don't remember seeing them, but
they
must have made them.
They'd make them. They see them once in a while with a pair of them on. I got some.
Look like old cowboys would like some leather suspenders.
You know, cowboy, you know the cowboy. I ain't told him about these here fella that bought him a $5 tract of land. He got a big sign up there, so and so ranch, so on. And he come out and see, and he got a big old belly out like that. He just got him a little place out there with a name to it, so he have out the country where he can drink all the beer he wants to make his belly bigger.
Can you tell him the difference between a rodeo performer and a cowboy? Is there any difference?
I wouldn't say there's any big difference because them performers, they do the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I tell him.
I didn't think it'd be any different.
I wouldn't think they'd come out of the drugstore and start doing it like me. In other words, I'd think you'd be working on a ranch somewhere, kind of trying some calves.
start off with something small, kind of, you?
Just yeah, you got to.
When I was 11 years old, 1932, we had a rodeo here, started about 29, I think. But they let all the boys in, 11 or 12 years old, if they ride a calf, a Brahma calf. I believe it was a Brahma calf, Brahma bull. Anyway, it wasn't full grown because they were little. So I didn't have the money to go in, so I signed up to ride one of the things. And it so happened to be that they made a movie of that. And I saw it in the movies later, in the theater when I was there, showing me on this calf. First and last time I ever rode, that calf took one leap and just threw me for a spin. I mean, it was just one humongous leap. And it just did me a flip, just as pretty as you ever seen. I bet if there's a record for the shortest ride, I probably could qualify for it.
It don't take long.
That was it, though. I got in free anyway on that ride.
It was a hard seat, though, right?
It did hurt me.
Yeah, it was tough.
Playing football was a lot harder. You used to have two guys.
Now, that's what we done at our house.
Just for fun, huh?
Rodeo, yeah. My dad would never let us play ball, and I never have seen but two games in my life of football, and I still don't know nothing about it, so I wouldn't give you 2 cents for the whole of it, because I don't know about it. Might, if I knew, I ain't condemning it.
So you had your play out in the pasture over the cattle?
He'd say, if y'all want to play some and not get hurt up too bad, like them ball players do, you go out there and get you a bunch of them bulls and ride them. You ever rode one backwards?
No, I never did even ride one forward. Just that one jump.
Well, that wasn't much trouble.
You did, huh? You did it right on the scene.
Old boy get 12, 15 years old, it don't matter. You do most anything.
For fun. But you didn't have the money to go to the show, and your daddy wouldn't let you go in.
They wouldn't, no, sir.
So, it was either ride the calf
gone before I went to pick the show, carnival, I'd slip off and go. He just wailed again. It made me.
Made you want to go that much more?
Yeah, I guess. So, anyhow, I've had my part of the fun. He wouldn't give us time to go fishing. He wouldn't eat a fish, or he'd tear your tail up if he heard you going fishing on Sunday. You could go swimming hole and go on swimming. But on old Bull Lake Creek up there, the creek a little bit bigger, maybe a third bigger than Joshua Creek, I'd go up there and get me some of them little spring frogs off around the bank, you know. I'd fish and fish the time to get home and go to the young people to meet them. You better be there, too. And I'd have a string of fish maybe that long, a little big brim and trout and so on. Well, I wouldn't have taken them home for anything in the world. I'd just throw them out the way. I just kept them together on a palmetto stalk string.
Yeah.
See how many I could get and throw them down.
Because he didn't want you to go fishing on Sunday.
No.
Couldn't save them the next day either. The moccasins would eat them.
Yep.
I was telling about how we used to have so many snakes around here. Moccasins, rattlesnakes, and mean ones.
I killed rattlesnakes right there in the legging shop. Boy, there were 5 people in there making leggings, keeping them get a snake bit. One of the funniest things, you've seen these old, what they call, I'm calling them bull snakes, I'm calling gopher snakes. Mm-hmm. You get about that big sometimes. And I've always had dogs around me, but I had one, you might have seen him. It ain't been too many years ago. That bloodhound named Dumbo, his ears so long, when he's a puppy, he's always falling over. I just called him Dumbo. But he'd go in there and pile up on one of the table under something and go to sleep and wake up. And I've been out there so much till I could go over that thing any night and know where I was going. and that these doors got a catch on each end. And I'd go that back door first over yonder, some reason or other. When I stepped this foot down, it felt just like it. I don't know whether you wouldn't know if you hadn't stepped in it, but it's got a sneaky feeling, all this pile of dung, cow dung, or whatnot, it all.
Fresh.
Yeah. That's just the way that felt. And it was dark as heck in there. I said, well, I'll reach over here, open this door. I kept my foot on it. They didn't move it. Opened the door back and looked down there. There were them old big bull snakes in there. And I was stepping right in the middle of them. I looked at them. I said, well, I'll get my shop open now. I always go out and feed my stock. And if you still in here, you're going to be sorry because you done scared me too bad. If I know what kind of snake it was when you first see them, they're all deadly.
They all look deadly, don't they? Feel
all
deadly.
Look deadly. Kind of like all these old grass snakes about that long. Little green with black stripes, two down them, you know. You've seen them in your yard and run up.
Ugly looking thing.
Ain't too long ago, I had, you might know him, Charles Harris. Folks living back over here, working with me then. I go right there, and I barn for something. Anyway, I come back, and that old snake was crawling along there. I reached down, picked him up, the back of his neck. Went in there, here, over there on that end, and I got between him and that front door. I said, here, Charles, you want this? This old boy take one peep at that snake there in his face. He like tore everything in there, get to that back door. And out he went when he did get there, but he sure made a racket going out. Oh, that was good to me. I tell you, over about where that cedar tree is now, the convicts had was out there grub, cleaned out that ditch good, and between the ditch and that fence over there, which ain't about that far, they found a 4.5-foot rattlesnake. They cut his head off, throw the snake over here on the side of the road, the head too, but they got him a shovel and dug the head, a hole for it, buried it, and left the snake there. And this is just before noon. And old Dealers Allbet, you remember him?
Yeah.
He'd been telling me, said, I'm going to come out there sometime and borrow your wrenches and put a new muffler on my car. And you know, he was a big man. He had that Dodge truck at that time. And same time, Jackie was in the Army and told me to get him a bird dog puppy so he'd be ready to go hunting. Whenever he got out of the Army, all right. But that dog was running nervous type, that something disturbed him. He'd run around that pen and yap, 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 just like something crazy, you know. And I'd turn him out and head him toward the woods. He'd be gone for 3 or 4 hours, but he'd come back. Now he'd be all right for a day or two, because he'd rested up. And he was kind of hard to handle, get back that yapping. The old Dealers had drove up there. Just as I'd got through my lots, cleaned up my scraps, instead of getting to set down, I come out to see if I could help him do anything. And that bird dog was a yapping. And I can't stand too much yapping, so I went out and turned him out. And he's just a grown-up dog, about grown. He says, he followed me out, and he went up that road and picked up that snake. About the time old Dealers got flat of his back under that truck to knock that muffler off. And I seen the dog out on them windows back there, and I just stopped and hung up on the window. I was going to watch that. That dog had that snake about midway, and here he come, retrieving, see? I've been teaching to retrieve. That's bring something to you.
That's right.
And that snake was just a-fluffing this wind around. He's still limber, you know. dealer happened to look and seen that dog, that's forward of the fence here, and he come right straight to him. He hollered, "Get away in here, Admiral, get away in here, Admiral, get away." And old dealer tried to turn over and his shoulder hit something. He tried to roll over and try to raise up on his hands and knees to get out of my eye. The dog was bringing it down on his belly and just bringing him that snake. And I was about to bust a gut over there laughing. Well, I knew he didn't have no head, but dealers didn't. And he skinned himself all over. I mean, he was scared of that contraption coming there on him. And it was good to me, though. It was good. He liked to wreck that head of his, shoulders, everywhere else. He was a good-sized man, and there wasn't enough room under there, really.
Yeah.
Unless you
not at the rate that you'd like to get out. Yeah. Always crowds in on you. All of a sudden, space seems to evaporate, and you're just stuck there, can't move. Like dreaming sometimes, you know. Something's after you, you can't run. Get stuck or something.
Where are you getting your vegetables? Buying them like everybody else?
Yeah.
So that's cool. He's do like a Yankee done the last year. I've run out of stoop, and I can't stoop over to do things I need to do.
You mean you want me to come out here and help you?
And this Yankee, he been down here. They got a big grove out here. But he don't know about farming. He said, "Let me help you make this crop. Now, I'll plant all that. I'll clean that up there about next week if it don't get too wet. And leave my cane there. That there's worth money to me for cow feed. But they stay fat on that. And I feed them about 3 stalks a piece about every other day. And I usually come out with fat cows and not no slim pocketbook as far as cows concerned.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'll have that all cleaned up. Get the exercise to it. Don't hurt me too bad. Sometimes it'll take me, if I do the wrong thing, it'll take me 2 or 3 days over it as far as my shingles. Mm-hmm. These here neck muscles, they get to hurt me. And holding that head up, my old back, it gives me trouble. And Yankee, he wanted to help me. I said, "All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll do all this tractor work if you'll keep the grass out of it for a while, and we'll plant something." And he planted enough onion down a row out there, right along over there, about where that second streak going down there. And I told him to plant them 4 inches apart. That's these little multiplying onions. And I went out and checked on it. And he had them scattered down there and covered up. About half of them. Told him to put the bottom end down. Just leave just a little top sticking out. It's just a bulb, you know. Anyhow, because I went back and checked just to see how he's doing it. We good friends, but he just wasn't no farmer, but he kept pestering me. All right. And my planter, you had to shift it in gears. Corn planter, pea planter, what? You change plates for different things. And I guess you've seen one of them. Well, I've had one of them raised on one of them. And since I got this tractor here, where is it? I must not put it back up. Anyhow, I've been threatening to fix it where it would hang on that 3-point hitch. And you just fasten it to your tractor and you can go on down there and get to the end. You can raise it. Planter up off of the ground and the wheel quits turning. Why, naturally, ain't gonna turn that plate in there. It's
So that made up my mind last year, and I never got around to it. There's always something come up. But this morning, maybe you were just getting up whenever I had that, and what you left at that Ulrich place, mm-hmm. machine shop.
Mm-hmm.
Get back. But I got ahead of my story. I planted my peas all over here on this side. See them stand, that pipe sticking up? That's the sprinkler system. I can turn them three on and wet near to that road there and over the fence on that side at one time. See?
Yeah.
Or I can turn it that way and just wet one side. Just. But we planted several good rows of corn over there. And it usually the last thing that comes up, which takes it about 2 or 3 weeks, and it didn't come up. I waited a month. Of course, I plant when my moon gets right, and I've always stuck with that. And by the way, if you want to plant some collards, go to seed, plant them on Valentine's Day.
And they'll go to seed?
No, they won't.
Oh, they won't.
But they will scald and it gets hot.
But you do plant by the moon, huh?
Yep. I don't even castrate a pig on a decreasing
now,
moon.
That's another thing that the old farmers, they plant by the moon and they butcher by the moon because they claim and they dig holes by the moon. Do you believe that certain times you can dig a hole that you, when you get ready to cover up that hole, you got too much dirt,
yeah.
And another time you don't have enough dirt, and you think that's the moon that does that?
I don't know.
But the old farmers, they plant by the moon. They plant flowers, vegetables, and they butcher. I mean, they won't butcher a hog, except on the, I don't know where it's the increase or the decrease, wherever they claim and have a tooth pull or anything like that.
It's on the decrease.
Because they claim the blood, you bleed more on, I believe, on the increase, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And you bleed less or don't bleed on the decrease.
You can castrate an animal.
Same way.
On the decrease,
I mean,
you
they
won't
do
hardly
it.
Bleed at all.
Of course, they still got it on the almanacs that way, that they recommend that type of planting and that type of butchering and other things on the increase or decrease of the moon.
You planted on it. I'll tell you something else you can do. You can go out there and plant a row of peas on the dark of the nights, three dark nights, and which catches that new moon. And you'll make, and you've seen it, vines that
all
high.
All vines and no
peas.
Yeah.
And you can wait till that.
It's a fact.
You can wait till the first quarter. And
where you have any vines or not?
You'll have vines about this high and full time more peas on per vine than you will on the other. I've done that all my life. Still do.
Now, what would you call that? Folklore? Scientific farming? Superstition? What?
Well, it was superstitious, and I'm 74 years old. My mother and father were superstitious.
And it works, so if it's superstition, it works. So be it.
So be it. No, I've done that. You can mark or brand a cow. You seen cows hide
yes,
branded?
Mm-hmm.
If that's on the growing of the moon, it'll be twice as big when that cow gets grown. So you do all that marking branding whenever the calves. But you can brand them on the decrease of the moon, and that thing's an old animal that there won't be no bigger than that brand while you're stuck to him. I know that for a fact too. Oh well.
Why do you think that happened, Sylvan? I mean, why are you your own thinking on it? What do you think happened?
I don't know. But, you married?
No, sir.
When you get married, if you ain't careful, there's going to be a little little creek around there and about old when. Anywhere nowadays, modern, anywhere from 10 days to 9 months. Sometimes maybe don't have to wait that long to see what it looks like. That'd make my wife mad. Somebody, you know, somebody been married 3 months and they done had a baby. I said, lucky devil. Lucky. I says, you know, I had to wait over a year to see my first and who I don't look back. That lucky devil just had to wait 2 or 3 months. And she'll give me that. She don't ruin that kind of stuff.
Well, what was you going to say about when you get married? You were talking about something was on the increase of the moon or decrease of the moon?
And if she goes to have that young, I don't give it any when she conceived. That's none of my business. But if you'll watch, 9 out of 10 times, find your PM.
Yeah, I go. That's right.
And you find, you'll find that 9 out of 10 times it'll be born anywhere from a couple of days before the full moon to a couple of days after. And then they'll have another shower of babies on the change of the moon. They're not as heavy. You've seen that, but didn't know what it was. You can go out there riding across country and see a herd of cows or calves at the side. And you'll see one bunch look like they're smaller than the other, which they will be. And then there'll be another bunch a little bigger. And maybe 3 or 4 bunches. But you can just look at them and tell they're different ages. And if you look back, you'll see who they dropped them right around that full moon. And if you got a friend, you're waiting for him to die, you watch the moon and see if he don't die right close to low tide and the location where he's at.
Do you believe that deaths occur in triplets? Say, in a community like this, if one person dies, within a day or two, there'll be 3 deaths, and maybe then go 2 or 3 weeks before another death occurs?
Yeah, I've seen that, 3 in a bunch.
I've heard that all my life.
I don't know.
But I don't know where it's true or not. It's hard to tell.
No,
it would be hard to prove it, I guess, unless you got statistics down. And
I don't know what brings it on, but
radius of, you know, soda
you've cap. Seen that. Somebody in the neighborhood, if one dies, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, there'll be 3 die. If somebody here has had 2 deaths in their family, me and you both know here lately.
Yeah. Seemed like a child died and one of the parents died.
Yep.
In Greek, they say they go together to keep each other company.
Oh.
Because they do that too. But they say it's old people seem to die in groups. That's what they say in Greece. So they go, they call it the small road. In other words, when you die, you go to heaven. They call it the small road. So they go together to keep each other company on the small road.
I don't know. I always thought what to be will be. My biggest trouble is figuring out how to be somewhere else while it's a beezing. It's always something.
Like, you're not like the little boy. Three little boys were playing along the sidewalk, playing marbles. The preacher came along and asked them if they wanted to go to heaven. And first little boy said, yes, sir. I want to go to heaven. And the second one said, yes, sir, I want to go to heaven. The third one, he asked the third one, he said, do you want to go to heaven? He said, no, sir. He said, you mean you don't want to go to heaven when you die? He said, oh, I thought you was getting up a trip now.
I heard one a little different than that. Preacher got up and said, all y'all want to go to heaven's raised. Everybody raised that one feller. He said, well, I got to hem him up. Be seated, sit down. So now all those don't want to go to hell
raised. All of them raised up this one fella. He said, brother, you mean you want to go to hell and you die? I said, no, I don't want to go nowhere. I love it all right here.
I heard that this is true historically. I've never read in a history book, but I've read it, that Abraham Lincoln, I believe it was in an evangelistic meeting one time, when he was campaigning for the Senate, I think it was Senate, was that what he ran for before he became president?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, he was...
I had trouble keeping
he was,
my future straightened out.
He was in Nashville, Tennessee, or somewhere around there, it was Andrew Jackson. It was Andrew Jackson, because that's where his home was, where he lived. He was in an evangelistic meeting with Peter Cartwright. He was a flaming evangelist, one of these circuit riding Methodist mm-hmm. preachers, early part of the 1800s. And he was just preaching, and he asked the people there, all that wanted to go to heaven, stand up, and everybody stood up but Abraham Lincoln. And mm-hmm. did you ever hear this one?
No.
And Abraham, and then he said, he didn't know who Abraham Lincoln was in the back, but he said, sir, if you don't want to go to heaven, where do you want to go? He said, I want to go to the United States Senate. he had his mind on politics.
Right.
I'd heard that. I don't know. It's true.
Well,
guineas.
Sorry, we got all the bullets here.
I've got to go.
No, I know. Thank you for spending so much time with us.
Can we go in and help you close up, turn off the lights?
On the way back.
Well, thanks, Al.
That's right, buddy. Yeah.
Well, come back.
See
you.
Yeah, that's about all I have. I can do anymore. I do a lot of sitting around hating people.
Yeah.
Huh?
All that's in your heart comes out. You want to keep it. I know you better than that.
You know,